Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
We're back. It's a Friday. We're out here at Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. We'll be out here for, a couple hours more here. We will be joined by Tass Mellis here at the top of the hour, so we'll have a little fun with him. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll get his thoughts on some of the things going on in the world of basketball because every sport is obviously facing this. I mean, it's the weirdest thing, right, because – none of us have really experienced something like this, that it puts a stop to everything going on in the world, pretty much. Right? This is nuts. I mean, even criminals are taking a break. Even crime is down. The only positive out of all of this, have you noticed those satellite shots of how we have less pollution now? Like, it's clearing up because we're not, like, pounding our earth every single day with every car out there and factory and all of that. Now, this is the weirdest thing because most of us have never experienced this. Something that puts an entire country, an entire world at a standstill.
Yeah, everything is ceased. Normal standard operating does not apply.
There's very few things that are kind of normal.
Do you see what California stipulated?
No, what do you mean?
If you're non-essential business and you're trying to stay open, they have the right to report you and go to the utility companies and turn your water and your power off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. You're shutting down whether you want to or not there,
right,
buddy.
This is a government emergency right now, dude. This is an emergency in the world. So, yeah, we want to stop the spread.
You
want to
stay
thing.
Open and make some money? No, buddy.
Yeah, man, if you got a group of people you're hanging with and they're healthy, stay hanging with those people. That's all. Don't go hang out with other people. It's just ridiculous. But this is the weirdest thing because I hope we never have to experience something like this again. I'm afraid that we will. We're going to have to deal with something like this down the line again. I don't know when. I hope it's a long, long time from now. But this is just so crippling how all of our lives are completely changed right now.
Oh, if they're talking correct, man, there's going to be a second wave, they're saying, next year.
Yeah. Huh?
You know, and it, obviously that gets back to a vaccine or a cure. That's the only way to cease.
Hopefully by then, you know, and I know that they're working on the people that have already had it and trying to use their antibodies and all that stuff to try to create it. So we'll see if they're able to do it. I hope they are. That would be really, really good.
You know
if
what?
They're able to do it.
You know what would help immensely, man, here? All those people that were against stem cell research, this is the kind of thing that stem cell research assists immensely. Because you're able to fast track. Instead of, like, doing one test, it, like, gives you the blueprint and results on, like, 10 or 20 or 100 at one time. That's why stem cell research was so important.
If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can reach out to us at 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, I don't know if you guys saw this. Here's the other thing that goes on in this sick world. And you know what? We got to wear like gloves every day now. The other day, there was a video, I don't know if you guys saw it, an Amazon delivery person delivers a package, then spits on it. What? And was caught on camera, because most houses now have a camera in front of your house. Almost everybody's got a Ring or whatever the hell it's called. You know, we've got one too. Which kind of compounds the whole issue. Like, how stupid are you to do something like right in front of the house where they've got cameras? Okay, so I can better this. And this is what this is such a bad look for Amazon, because this is happening more often. Amazon has got a problem with drivers leaving bodily fluids with packages. The latest outrage footage comes from Maryland, where a Ring camera caught a driver peeing on a homeowner's lawn, driveway, and sidewalk last weekend as he stood outside his cargo van. Now, we're told the reason for the driver's outdoor urination was he locked himself out of his van and apparently couldn't hold it any longer. And as you can see, the driver looks around seemingly to make sure the coast is clear before deciding to take a leak right there and then. The full Ring footage shows the driver guy dropped off the package when he got back to his van and he realized he locked himself out, so he had to call for help. Unfortunately, nature also called while he waited, and he couldn't hold it. Now, in this guy's defense, in the middle of this pandemic, homeowners might understandably be less likely to let him in their home to use a bathroom. I mean, there's a part of me that has a little sympathy because, brother, when you gotta go, you gotta go. One of those kind of deals.
Yeah, it isn't like you could just jump in the truck and, you know, drive 3 miles down to Burger King or whatever and jump out. You know, like, yeah, you gotta go, man. It's like now.
But it's like right on the driveway. Couldn't you like go find an alley next to the house?
On the side of the building, right?
At the side of the house or something. Just try to hide.
A tree, a bush.
No, this guy's like right dead center in the driveway peeing. Just like right there. You know? He delivered it faster than Prime. I mean, come on. Pee into the gas tank. That might help out a little bit. No, that wouldn't, actually. That's pretty... that's a screwed-up story. And Amazon's got a problem, man. They're just hiring to hire because there's too many of these guys out there that are screwing things up. I saw that story of that woman that bought a kiddie pool for her daughter. And so they delivered it. And it was on her doorstep, and some lady just drives up to her house, sees the package. I think they're called package pirates, or porch pirates or something like that. And she pulls up, grabs the package, and puts it in her car and drives away. And then there was a good Samaritan that saw the story, and he owns pools. So he went and, you know, was able to obviously contact a woman. And they, out of the kindness of their hearts, they went and built a pool for him and put an above ground pool for the lady. Because she's a nurse. She's working all day. So she wanted something for her child. And, you know, it's like, why would you go onto somebody's yard and steal their package? I mean, seriously, come on, man. Can we have some common decency in this world? Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit of common decency, please. Poor woman's working hard all day. William Fonticella says the flu has killed so far this year, has killed almost 26,000, on pace for almost 50,000 deaths this year. No coverage. This is media paranoid. Hey, William, let me ask you something, buddy. When somebody's dying from the flu, are they right in their bedside next to them? Yes, they are. Notice how this, you can't even be in the same room with the loved one that is dying. It's 10 times stronger than the flu. Mr. Fonticella, please, you along with others, stop with the stupid ass statement of comparing this to flu. It's not the flu. It's 10 times stronger. That's why the numbers are doubling all the time, like rabbits. Because it's way more contagious than the flu. The flu's been around 1,000 years. Can you imagine if you leave this thing around to fester for 1,000 years? You see how many people are going to die? Man, it's amazing how we still have that thinking out there. Brother, Mr. Fonticella, you are so lost. It's embarrassing how ignorant that statement is. They let you hold your loved one's hand while they're dying with the flu. You go see what happens with COVID, buddy. You can't be in the same building. My Lord. Ah. It's just the flu comparisons are just so those are irresponsible when you make that comparison, because it just shows your ignorance. Fauci will tell you it's 10 times stronger than the flu. And the 50,000, that will be approached very shortly by this and surpass it. I mean, they're expecting, you're saying 50,000 this year. They're telling you 100,000 to 200,000 alone in the U.S. are going to die. So, William Fonticella, do the math worldwide, buddy. If it's just 100 or 200 just in the U.S., can you imagine what's going to happen with all the countries combined? Yeah. As Abarejede used to say, yeah.
Maybe the guy lives under a rock. He's not aware of anything, you know?
Wow.
I mean, even Trump has changed his tune. That should tell you right there how serious this is.
William says he's proud of me because I pronounce his last name correctly. Brother, just get this pandemic correctly. This thing is serious, man. Serious. It's taking people down. It's way worse than the flu. Agree, Big O, and those morons with a dose of karma sooner or later will hopefully, they will be there and they will be enlightened. All I need to tell you is, if you have a loved one that is dying from the flu, you will be in the same room saying goodbye to them. With COVID-19, they don't allow you anywhere near your loved one. You die alone. Okay? That's the law. You have to die alone. They can't allow you in there. You think it's not serious? Come on. Rye says, touch your face again. No, but I didn't touch it with the hands. I went this way. Okay, I went like that. You know, so it's not that bad. I'm not touching anything here.
No, man. Well, you usually scratch your ear with your elbow, right?
Yeah, normally. Or toe. Take it out of my shoe, scratch it with my toe. COVID-19 is one of the few viruses that is airborne and a contact precaution. I mean, hell, they're talking about that you can spread it by talking. That's how scary it is. I mean, you gotta. Some of you need to have a healthier respect for this thing. Is what needs to happen, because the people that look at it like the flu are the people that are at church in Tampa. Those are the people looking at it like that. Did you hear about Corona beer? You know about Corona beer, right? You've heard of them, right?
Well, I mean, Tony Romo does the commercials for him, right?
Yeah, well, production of Corona beer is temporarily suspended in Mexico due to the coronavirus pandemic. So Corona stopped Corona. Grupo Modelo, the company that makes the beer, posted the announcement on Twitter stating that it's halting production and marketing of its beer, so no Tony Romo, because the Mexican government has shuttered non-essential businesses. The Anheuser-Busch InBev-owned company also makes Modelo and Pacifico beers. This week, the Mexican government announced the suspension of non-essential activities in the public and private sectors until April 30th in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. The country has more than 1,500 cases and 50 deaths. According to John Hopkins, Group Modelo is ready to enact a plan to guarantee the supply of beer if Mexican government decides to include breweries as essential, according to a statement. There you go. Breweries are not essential unless you're in Ireland. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105 if you want to get in You know, I do have to tell you about one thing that I saw. Conor McGregor, speaking of Irish, he is now saying that Khabib chickened out of UFC 249. So McGregor is going after Nurmagomedov, saying that he chickened out. He goes, the fact of the matter is this. Both Tony and Khabib were engaged in a game of chicken here towards the fight bell, the Notorious said on Thursday, with Khabib chickening out. Khabib scurried out of the U.S. to home amid the crisis, very high risk, McGregor said. Congrats, Tony. Now, here's the thing I want to say to Conor McGregor. Conor, buddy, Khabib is not chickening out, okay? Khabib is stuck in Russia. If that's where he wanted to go to train and then he realized that he was going to get locked in, it is what it is. And Khabib gave you a thorough ass-kicking. Okay, Conor, he beat you into submission. Remember how we were talking about how Stephon Gilmore was Devontae Parker's bitch in week 17 of the NFL season? Well, Conor McGregor, you were Nurmagomedov's bitch in the octagon that night. I don't think you have anywhere in the world to stand on to talk about Nurmagomedov. It makes you look like a bigger punk than you have been already in the past. And you were trying to turn the corner and you were trying to show people that you actually could be a decent human being without punching an old man at a bar. So Connor, buddy, Let's get a little common sense. I know you lack it. I understand that. I get it. You're not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. But I think most of us know that Nurmagomedov is probably not afraid of anybody on the planet. And I think we kind of view him as an ultimate badass. Way better than you, my man. Because we already saw both of you in the ring. And that guy doesn't even have to waste his time anymore with you. But for you to be making fun of Khabib, come on, dude. Come on. I get it. You're desperate. You want to get back on top. Your ego's bruised. It's battered. It's hurt. You fought a nobody to kind of get a win. But you have no respect now anymore in the game. The average person doesn't look at you anymore. They kind of look at you like, you're just a big mouth now. You're now an inflated Shale Sonnen, basically. That's basically what you are. You're the Irish version of Shale Sonnen. So your attempts and your shots at Khabib, since most people won't tell you and they can't, but maybe somebody will play the video for you. I just want you to know most people are laughing at you. And most people think you're a clown now for going after the guy who thoroughly kicked your ass. Okay? He didn't barely beat you. He didn't just edge you. He didn't get lucky with a shot. No, no, no. He thoroughly beat you down. So I don't think he's afraid of you or anybody else. And you can kind of tell when guys have it or they don't. You know the guy that in his eyes you can see is not a guy of fear. Some tells me that Nurmagomedov is not a guy of fear at all. But that's just me. Just ran into Greer in the Publix in Plantation. He was not wearing mask or gloves. Stood closer than 6 feet away from me. Had to tell him, VMAC, no matter what, to leave him alone, Big O. All right. Nice job by you, sir. Let's see. Man of 1,005 Holds says, if you still think this is just a flu, please research. This is a deadly weapon. Of course it is. What else do we have? Dougie Fresh. Oh, will you please answer a question about punters that I've always wanted to know? What's the stat that tells you the punter is good? Net, hang time. See, the problem is there's not a specific stat. It's it's about who can control the football. It's not always about who can kick it the farthest or who can kick it the highest, but can you corner, can you coffin kick? You know, that kind of stuff. Can you control the ball? Because you might be only at the 40-yard line. They're 40. So if you don't have touch with your leg and all you are is all leg, bam, and you're just going to punt it right through the end zone, then the special teams coach is going to look at you and like, dude, I need you to put it inside the five. So it's not – there is not that – you know, like when we were young and we saw Reggie Roby with his big, thick legs just – whack the hell out of the ball, and we would watch it go up in the air, and it would come down like 7 days later, and we're like, wow, that guy's great.
He had his watch on, checking the hang time.
Right, checking the hang time, right. I mean, his watch would run out of battery before the ball landed. Okay, so I get all of that, but that there's more to it than that now.
The guys that are badasses now are the ones that put that backspin like golfers do. And like on the five, and it dies.
Touch.
That is amazing.
So if you can't control your kicks, then that's the punter you want. It's not just, hey, let me just whack the hell out of it. And if that's all you can do, that's nice, but only for certain situations. Yeah, we're backed up in our end zone. Yeah, we're at the five. We're at the 10. Yeah, I need you to boot the hell out of the ball and as high as you can. Right. But there's a lot more to it than that.
They talk about the net gain, right? Because if you kick it into the end zone, if you put it at the 20, you were at the 40, it's like a 20-yard punt.
Yeah.
You know, if you drop it inside the 10, it's 30 yards. Yeah. You picked up 10 yards.
Raul says that at least Shale is able to articulate well. That's a pretty good. That's a good point. Go Gator says, I don't know, Connor won a couple of belts, so I wouldn't compare him to Shale Sonnen, but both are big mouth D-bags. No, my point is, Go Gators, is that's where he's headed now. He's now going to be a mouth that's going to lose more now. That's what's going to happen. He didn't lose this last time because Cowboy was a deadbeat. Cowboy was a tomato can. I mean, give me a break. That wasn't going to be a fight. That's my point, that if he gets in the ring with like a real fighter, he's going to start losing a lot now. That's my point. He'll talk a lot, and he's going to lose a lot. Maybe not as much as Shale, because he probably won't be around that long for like Shale has. Like Shale's been around, so he can be a punching bag for all kinds of guys. Let's see. What else do we have here? Let me leave in peace. Says, we're talking about punters now. COVID-19 got us now. You're right. All right. Tass Mellis is going to join us on the other side. He was involved in a funny story. He had this program that he bought for $125. And he thought Vince Carter had signed that program. So he posted it, like they were talking about memorabilia stuff. So he posted it, how he had pride in this program signed by Vince Carter. And he's a huge Raptors guy too. And so Vince Carter saw the post and retweeted him back and said, hey man, I'm sorry, but that's Alvin Williams' signature, not mine. And so Tass was, he made fun of himself. He goes, no wonder I was the only guy bidding. So we're going to talk basketball with Tass Mellis. He does an excellent job with the No Dunk Inc. podcast. We're going to ask him about some of these things that are going on with the COVID-19 virus. Can the NBA players all be stuck in one place to finish the season? We'll get his thoughts on that and more from Tass Mellis next.
We'll reimburse payments up to a total of $1,800 based on purchase and MSRP on approved credit on select models. Excludes tax, tag, title, and includes $899 dealer fee. Offer ends 5/4/20.
Toyota of Hollywood is open, and we're here to serve you. The safety of our customers and associates is our top priority. Toyota of Hollywood is following strict guidelines, including social distancing and keeping our facilities clean and sanitized. Buy with zero down, 0% APR financing, and we'll make your payments till 2021. Pay up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used. 2019 free on Camry LE. Not 27,000, 16,775. 2020 free on Corolla LE. Not 22,000, 13,775. Shop and save at our 400,000 square foot dealership at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2019 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to AccidentLawFirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to AccidentLawFirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's AccidentLawFirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.